Ann Mostu is a reporter for member station WGBH in Boston. She was there covering the race at the time of the explosions, and she joins us now. And Ann, where were you exactly when these bombs went off?
Hi, Melissa. I was a block away just on Newbury Street, which is parallel to Boylston where the bombs went off.
And what did you hear? What did you see?
It was just about 3 o'clock. I was walking with a colleague, another reporter, and we heard an incredibly loud noise and felt the very loud noise in the direction of the finish line where we had been just prior. So we, my coworker Edgar, walked toward the noise to see what was happening, and then we heard just seconds later a very loud second noise, and he turned and looked at me and started walking back because there was a huge crowd of people running and screaming, and there was quite a bit of smoke coming up from the corner of Boylston and Dartmouth Street.
Now, I gather we have some tape from an eyewitness that you spoke with soon after the blast. His name is Aaron Mikowitz, and he was eating at a restaurant nearby.
I was in, you know, having a good time, and then first explosion took place. I was standing right near the front. We peeked outside. Second explosion took off. Boom, there was black smoke, and then there was just, there was chaos, mass chaos inside.
Were people hurt? Did you see people?
Yeah, I saw one woman really, really badly hurt. She was being carried up by people. She was bleeding pretty badly. It wasn't a good scene. It was awful.
Well, and mass chaos that eyewitness is describing. You're now, I gather, across the river in Cambridge. Are people from the race, spectators, anybody from downtown, still trying to find a way home?
I believe so. I've been indoors trying to charge my phone so I could talk to you, Melissa, but there are a lot of people walking around looking dazed. It was very chaotic downtown.
Have you been hearing anything else about the injuries, which are extensive, apparently?
Only the numbers that were just reported, 2 dead and 23 injured at least right now. I'm on my way to a hospital.
Okay. Ann Mostu, a reporter from River Station WGBH in Boston. Ann, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa. And in fact, I'm just hearing now that there have been more than 100 injured. That's the latest figure.
An update from the police department?
Yes.
More than 100 injured, and at this point, still 2 confirmed deaths?
Yes, okay. So far.
All right. Ann, thank you very much.
Thank you.